The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make it 113-91. Livingston to the timeline, and it will run out. And the Warriors continue to be unbeaten in the postseason. 13-0. And they have taken game one with a final score of 113-91. And draw first blood in the 2017 NBA Finals.
You know, we made a lot of mistakes. You know, there's nothing really that needs to be said. We know. We're capable of playing a lot better. You know, we didn't play as well as we know we're capable of, so we look forward to the next one.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tim Roy, radio voice of the Golden State Warriors on the call, then LeBron James talking about what we all hope is true, that they know what they have to do and hopefully they can do it.
So they didn't know going into this game?
Good Lord.
Is that what that is?
I'm going to tell you something. For as much as people thought that game was ugly, it could have been even worse. If Pachulia would have gone to the basket early in the first quarter and stopped passing up layups and dunks, and they would have, and Klay Thompson missed like three or four layups, that could have been an all-out 40-point whooping.
First of all, I didn't even watch the first quarter. I went running.
You missed the only quarter that was competitive.
I realized that when I got home, and it was 35-30. I was like, ooh, we got us a game. Nope. We don't. We didn't. But I was so pissed. This is what we waited for. This is what we spent so much time talking about and waiting and wanting to get to. This is the, this is the, what they call it, the three match. This is the trilogy. This is the two best teams. And that was horrible. That was like preseason basketball. I don't want to watch this. This is like, it's that, if game two, I'm telling you now, if game two is like this, I probably won't watch the rest of the series. I just don't have any interest in watching that kind of crap basketball. In the finals, the two, quote, best teams. Are you serious?
Nick, your take.
You know, if you're one of those fans watching and kept on watching through, like going into the second half because, hey, they went into the second half only down 8 points, you probably were disappointed. I was that person because I'm like, all right, well, they're going into the half only down 8. True. This might be a competitive second half. We might have a competitive game one in the NBA Finals, and that just wasn't happening. They're lucky. The Cavs are lucky they're only down 8. 13 turnovers in the first half, and LeBron owned 7 of them. So,
yeah.
I mean, they were lucky they were only down 8 points going into the second half.
That's the crazy thing is it's like this is his moment, right? Like we're all like, oh, hey, it's LeBron. It's the best player on the planet. You can talk MVP all you want, but we all know who the best player is. This was his time to shine, and he was putting up numbers, but the problem is he was turning the ball over.
I was going to say, you can't complain about his numbers. Like he did his part. I mean, I don't know how much more. Tristan Thompson obviously was a no-show, but people are busting on Kevin Love. Kevin Love had 15 points and 20-some rebounds.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, at one point, it was him and Kyrie, and they had, three-quarters or more of the Cavaliers' points. J.R. Smith made the first shot of the game, and he's one of those streaky shooters. He made it fading away in the corner for three, and I thought, if J.R. gets hot early, That could really mean something. Shumpert didn't do anything. They didn't really use Korver the right way. But, man, I'm not mad at LeBron because he was trying everything he could. And he was trying to get others involved. That's where some of the turnovers came from. But holy cow, he either better get a boatload of help or this thing is over. Because you think about it. Golden State did what they did, and Klay Thompson was awful on the offensive end. Draymond Green was in foul trouble in the first half.
He didn't score until
late third, early fourth.
Yeah.
So you think about that. You think about what the Cavs think that they need to do. Warriors could turn it up another notch or two. And after the game, they were saying they didn't even feel like they played close to the way they can play. So you need to be really worried because what we talked about yesterday, Barry, has a real good chance of happening. If they wax that ass again in game two,
you might be very prophetic.
We might see that first 16-0 run.
That would be crazy because, there was nothing you saw last night that would give you hope as a Cavs fan.
And I'll tell you, whether it's Mike Brown or Steve Kerr, and that's a really tough situation for Mike Brown to be into because now they're saying Kerr's feeling so good he may take over Sunday.
Oh.
Man. First time.
That would suck.
By the way, first time since 1975, two black coaches squaring off in an NBA Finals. So that's eventful. But now Kerr could step in, and it would only be from one game, which is weird.
Yeah.
But Mike Brown, I'm going to tell you something right now. One of the great counterpunches. Cleveland had the idea on the offensive end to run high pick and roll or to set screens so they could create a mismatch with Steph Curry. It backfired because Mike Brown countered and said, do the same thing to them with Kyrie. And before you knew it, Kyrie was in the post with Kevin Durant. Or Kyrie was on the wing trying to guard Draymond Green. And it's like, you know what? Pretty good idea from the standpoint of what you want to do offensively, but you gave the Warriors the perfect game plan to really expose you. And if you're going to play those bigs and you're Cleveland, you damn well better start finding some time to get that ball in the low post because Golden State's not going to take it down a notch for you. They're going to try and run your bigs. The only chance you got is to take advantage of size mismatches in the post, and they didn't do any of that. They played right into the Warriors' hand. They played their game.
Yeah, they didn't have an answer for Durant, for sure. They could not stop that dude. And I kind of like seeing that. You know what I mean? That was the one thing that I did like is, it was Durant's reemergence, so to speak, in the finals. You know, I think they even showed where at one point LeBron James at the beginning of the game walked over to him and said, Welcome back to the finals.
You can see that.
Yeah. And that's all well and good, but Durant, he put up when it was time. Put up or shut up. He put up when he was supposed to.
And it's not over
yet. And it's kinda like you felt like he was kinda like and he looked calm and he looked like it, but he was like don't forget about me. I'm also one of the best players on the planet
redemption.
That no one's talking about. Yeah,
there's a lot
of redemption.
Word for it.
Redemption.
Yeah, in after game one, that But how about that? First of all, how many snow peas for grapes did we have out there on the court? How many missed layups and short shots in the first four or five minutes of the game? I'm like, is anybody going to score? Then J.R. Smith hits the circus shot in the corner, but I was like, oh my god, there's some guys that are nervous out there. But then Durant has the game, and Doris Burke's first question. Kevin, your first opportunity to come back in an NBA Finals and make an appearance since you were eliminated
and cried
by Miami in 2000. And he just looked at her and he was like, damn.
Yeah.
She's like, sorry, I had to remind you of that.
Yeah, she mentioned him crying. She mentioned him crying, which was like, you didn't need to do that.
None.
Let this dude have his moment. That
dude
was the
just
past.
Went off, and you want to make him feel like you just kick him in the nuts one more time for what happened 2013.
I love the way he handled it, though. It was classy. Yeah. That look said 1,000 words to her. Like, you stupid ass, why would you ask me that?
Here's the thing that I know both of you guys have played enough basketball to at least know, which was embarrassing for the Cavaliers. When a team is coming at you on a fast break and you're the first guy back, first rule
stop
is
the ball.
Stop the ball.
Are you talking about J.R. Smith?
I'm talking about J.R. Smith and Kyrie Irving. The head fake, which was not a head fake, if you looked closely, Durant looked slightly to his left. Kyrie Irving, you'd have thought someone just said, free something on the left. He just went zoom, gone, and it was like, oh my God.
Too. Yeah, I really thought J.R. Smith. I was like, oh, look, he must have went to the Harden basketball camp for defense or something because he just bailed out. He was like, look, I'm out. My bad. I'm gone.
You stop the ball, and then if he kicks it out to the guy behind the three-point line, you just take that risk.
You live with that instead of giving up a layup.
You take the risk.
Right.
I don't get that. I don't get that
You'd
at
have thought
all.
Rihanna had free drinks. J.R. was like, zoom, gone, see ya. And And Durant had, like, the parting of the Red Sea for those two dunks. That was just awful. So, for all this anticipation, for all the wait, for, as you said, the three match, it was mismatch.
Yeah.
In game one.
Somebody on the text said, ever since Joel pointed out the whole thing with Clay being the one to leave, I see it more and more each game. This guy he's usually softy on text says, I suppose it's now overreaction Friday. Every series opens the same way, and obviously you guys are going to overreact. Game two will be different. It always is. Just stop already. No, dude, I didn't wait all that time to see that game. That was not a good game.
It wasn't an overreaction. It was you talking about the boring
my take. It was,
factor.
It sucked. It was, that was not a fun game. That was not a finals game that I anticipated for as long as we waited for this thing to ramp back up again.
Fellas, no. I'm taking it too. I got a tweet from another Joel who said, I'm kissing LeBron's ass because he's arguably the worst player last night with the worst plus-minus ratio at minus 22. You know why he got the minus 22? Because he was trying to get his other players involved that weren't able to do a damn thing. And if you look at the scoring, the rebounding, and the assists and tell me that's a bad game, then you must be all world in your Nerf basketball league. Because I'm telling you right now, that right there is a play. That's a real man's player. And he was trying to get it. The turnovers were because he was trying to get his players involved. But hey, good luck, man, because I'm sure you can dunk in your Nerf League, too. All right, we got plenty more to talk about. The usual suspects rolls on. We've got the NBA Finals. We got Astros Rangers and a whole lot more. So feel free to join us if you will. And also be aware that we'll feel free to give our takes, too. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Let's do it. Let's do it. Cause I got a
feeling. This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry. Usual Suspects till 4. I'm laughing because Lamont asked me a question on Twitter, and I had to check myself, but I can tell you a funny story about last night. Game started, Taylor's in bed already, Lisa's trying to go to sleep. I want to watch the game. Lamont's question is, when you're watching a high-profile game, do you start calling the game at home as if you were working? The answer is no. But I do start yelling at the television, and I had to stop last night because in the first 5 minutes that we were talking about, I'm watching Pachulia pass up dunks and left, and I'm like, just shoot the damn ball! Take it to the basket! And Lisa's like, really? Do you think TV's going to answer you back? And I just stopped. I was like, you're right, but look. And I was like, look at the screen. I mean, those are layups. And the biggest thing I do, because I never got a chance to do it when I was calling the game, you had to be professional and ready to call what you see. Now I have more fun because I used to only be able to do that watching Packer games. Now I can scream and yell and tell guys they're idiots for passing up dunks. But yeah, that's funny.
I used to be a big yeller at the TV, especially watching Aggie football games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would lose my mind because the Aggies would always figure out a way to blow it. And I would be so mad. And I don't know if just doing radio now has taken that fight out of me.
It takes the fun out of it in
a way. It kind of does, because now I'm more busy just making notes and rewinding and you know, looking at certain things, and it's just, yeah.
The job does change it for
you. It takes the fun out of watching sports.
I used to watching some of these Astros games, I would get way more excited than I do now. I still get excited, but I would just, I'd lose my mind. The Astros or you know, I can't really say the Texans because they never did anything that got me that excited. But, you know, I don't do that anymore. And maybe it's because I'm getting older and I'm lame. But, yeah, I could see, though, you're real passionate about basketball. So I could see you doing that.
I just get caught up in it because it's like you can see it. If I can see it, I don't understand. And I think a lot of it was in the first 5 minutes, everybody had the tight sphincters. They were, if you hadn't been in a finals game before, you could see the guys that were feeling the nerves
a
little bit.
This was the three match. Of course they had all been there.
No, Pachulia.
Pachulia
had wide open dunks with no one in front of him. And the other thing that I hate more than anything else is I understand it's becoming a three league. But if you got a layup and you pass it up to kick it out so that someone can shoot a three, oh my God, that's annoying.
Somebody said on text, I bet Barry yells at the TV when he's playing video games. Yeah, I do.
FIFA?
Because Madden.
Oh, Madden, yeah.
Freaking cheats. That's the cheatin'est ass game I've ever played in my whole life.
It's not a cheating game. You just
yeah,
suck.
No,
just like me.
They
I
cheat.
Suck at the game, and that's why I lose.
No, they cheat. All of a sudden, I'm up 21-7. All of a sudden, he intercepts it for a touchdown and then gets another fumble. And no,
that game
cheats.
Pass.
No, that game cheats. I don't care what you say. That game can go to hell.
Here's a guy, when he's up 21, throws three interceptions.
Boom. Ha, you
boom,
lose.
Bang. Yeah.
Ugh.
Right there. A lot of fun. The biggest, I guess, because the game got out of hand, and I will say this, too. As much as we say that it takes the fun out of it and you still got to watch, I was glad I was taping it because I'm not going to lie. I flipped over to see what was on ESPN to see if maybe they had some different coverage or maybe there was a baseball game on. And the spelling bee was on. And I was like, well, didn't that happen this afternoon? And then I realized like this was like the finals. That was more compelling than the fourth quarter of the finals, I can tell you that.
Was it?
There was some serious stuff. But the sideshow in the NBA in the finals was kind of like half the best part. Like right from the get-go when it started getting out of hand, and I don't you didn't see the game live?
No, I mean it was one of those things where I started watching in the second quarter and that was fine. And then the third quarter happened, and I was done.
So probably right so before
I was
you
listening,
started watching.
I was listen watching, right? Okay. So I was doing other things. I was on the computer. I'm folding clothes. I'm doing whatever. Yeah. The game's on, but I'm not really paying attention, but it's on.
So right before you started watching probably, one of the greatest lines of the whole game, Van Gundy, in the middle of like LeBron dunking, has Rihanna walk in front of him. And it's like someone with ADD and a bird with tinfoil flies by. It just, he didn't give a rat's ass what was going on the court. It was all about Rihanna. Sounded something like this.
Inside, Tristan Thompson finds James. A lot of thunderous dunks here in the opening period. I don't know about this, but Rihanna just walked in front of me. Are you kidding me?
What are you doing, man?
Stay with the game.
LeBron makes a spectacular play like this, and that's what you deal with?
Yeah. What a play.
I love Van Gundy.
That dude needs to stay like Gruden, right where he is. I worked with him when he was coaching. He was the most high-strung, stressed out, angry dude I've next to like a Nick Saban. He's funny, man. That's good stuff right there. He and Gruden need to stay right where they are. Their blood pressure's at a better level. Their pay is probably similar. And it's better for every sports fan in the country.
Van Gundy is hilarious. He's got that dry sense of humor. And what I think I enjoy most is his honesty.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing that he'll tell you the truth. I at one point, after I got back from my run, I had the TV on, and I hear him in the background say, "Our league just must not want low post
yeah.
play. If they don't want the big men to be able to play or something like that." And I like that.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. I want that. It's why I love Kevin McHale when he comes on this show. He's honest. He tells you the truth.
That's why I like McHale as a broadcaster.
Yeah.
For that very reason. And like you said, he was like the only bright spot in the players only broadcast because there was more time for him to just tell you how it really is. And his opinions. But yeah, what you were talking about was another great one where he works in, you know, under the umbrella of the NBA, but he's not afraid to tell him what's wrong with the league.
Yeah.
Because they were letting him play, but they were letting him play
like
too
it.
Much in the
yeah.
first half and it got under his skin.
I really do. And he really is funny. I mean, he's a funny dude.
And there was also another little sidebar with Rihanna. She seemed to be the more entertaining part of the night than the game itself, so we can even touch on that. We got plenty more to get to. We're at the midway point. It's halftime, so to speak, so we'll take a break, come back with much more of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sherrara.
What? Well, that blue light went on a little early again.
Damn it.
Hate when that happens.
I hate this song, and he plays it just because he knows I hate it.
You shouldn't have told me. Yeah, I mean, now I'm going to keep it in the
rotation. Oh, I love this song so much. I wish you would play it all the time.
The second you stop complaining about it, I'll stop playing it. For sure.
That's funny.
Spell Percocet. In honor of Spelling Bee. Yes, sir.
No.
Oh, by the way, on that, too. Man, I'm telling you what. The girl that won... Unbelievable.
What? I didn't
but
see
I don't
what
think
happened.
She has an ounce of fun. She looked scared to death and angry when the confetti came down that she had won. Then her dad, like...
Grounded her immediately?
Like a defensive end coming off the edge, went to give her like this bear hug, and his shoulder just completely rearranged her jaw.
Nice.
And then she's standing there, and she still looks like she's terrified. Like, she keeps looking around like someone's going to, you know, jump on her or do something. And even when she was doing the question, and when they would give her the word, it was like robotic, but it was robotic on speed. She was like, origin, definition, please. Definition again. Any other pronunciations? Origin again, please.
Was she Indian? Was mm-hmm. she white?
Indian. Both Indian? The finalists were Indian. The two guys from the Houston area, one finished fifth, one finished fourth.
Nice.
Were great. But the one kid that finished fourth was fantastic because at one point, he got a word he knew, and everyone else. And again, I don't get it because you're on the clock. You get 2 minutes per the word. You're going to get that 2 minutes regardless, but they feel like they have to keep going. Origin?
Yeah.
Definition again?
They're wearing it
full
out.
Full meaning?
And they're spelling it on their hand. You were like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's like, you ever do math in the air with your finger, like where you're writing the numbers? They're
exactly
spelling on
right.
their hand.
Yeah, on their forearm.
Or their forearm, yeah.
That's what they kept doing. Like, I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
That's what Trey was doing yesterday.
On dairy.
Hey, real quick.
Just 1 second on this, though. So the guy, the greatest thing about the guy from here?
Yeah.
The kid took 6 seconds. They gave him the word, never origin, never, he goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and she was like, that's correct. And he was, and when he sat down, the memes that were coming out of that, because he was like.
Like he was a boss, huh?
He was in charge.
5 second spell?
It was awesome.
And then he lost.
Yeah, the next one he got wrong.
Damn. See, that would be my luck. I would celebrate, and then I would lose. That's why I didn't want to talk trash like being up in fantasy baseball or like when the Rockies are doing well. Because anytime I'll say something, that's when it immediately will go south.
Nick told me that the other day.
He never happens.
Felt like he didn't want to ever talk trash for being up in fantasy baseball.
Because he can't.
I'll get Trey and the other intern, too.
Yeah, you need
to. Who's the other intern that's supposed to be, like, co-manager?
No, I don't want another intern.
I don't know about that. I thought it was just Trey. Trey himself can get you into the mix.
Trey's not going to get me anywhere.
Don't get that spastic one. Just whatever you do. Because I don't want to hear him talk to me about that.
Shay?
No, I don't know his name. It's just he's new, and he's spastic. He's crazy. He definitely needs to be on Ritalin.
I mean.
Definitely.
The last word I expected you to use was spastic.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't expect. Why is he spastic?
Because he is.
Like, what does he do?
He spazzes out. Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, hey.
I don't know. I'm trying to. And then the reason why I'm asking is I'm trying to picture who this intern is.
It's a new intern?
Yes. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to be that mean.
Oh, you know his name.
Oh, you know the name and you won't say it?
I'm not going to be that guy.
Everybody by
the name. You're terrified the intern's going to beat you up in the hallway?
No, I'm terrified he's going to want to talk to me again.
I don't think you have any choice. It's going to happen either way.
I think he knows who he is.
Okay.
He knows. We'll see. We'll see, because next time I see him, he won't say anything.
I want to find out who this intern is.
I would like to do it too, but this is Barry-isms. Barry's the one that is never going to tell us who, but he's going to tell us what. I can't tell you how many times I said, who is it? Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling you. I'm not selling that person under the bus. Well, you kind of did. You just didn't tell me his name.
Okay, I don't know his name.
Well, that would have
really
been fine
don't.
From the get-go.
I don't
not
know
that
his
Nick
name,
and I believe that.
But I don't want to point him out. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to show you guys out there.
Is he
that
tall,
would be,
skinny? Is he he's, brown
We'll just
hair.
Tell him to call the show.
I would say he's white, but they're all. They're, it's like.
Yeah, there's a lot of white.
Oh,
interns.
God. It's so vanilla
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, who's doing the hiring and not worrying about HR practices?
I mean, there's a decent. Well, it's Jong, and there's a mix.
Better now? Yeah, but at first.
What? White and off-white?
Pretty, different shades. Hey, real quick, can I give away some tickets to my show? So I wanted to give away 3 pairs today, and I was supposed to do it 1 an hour, and then I forgot, and Nick forgot to remind me. So we're going to do it now and then at 3 and then at 3:30. So if you don't win now, you can win at 3 or win at 3:30. But here's the way we're going to do it. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets, your choice. But once the choice is gone, then you're only going to have to choose from the other two shows. So you can either, the first one you can choose from 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, or 10:30 tomorrow night. Those are your three choices. And then once one of those is gone, the next winner will have the list of the next two. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Joke Joy Comedy Showcase. Your choice tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, or tomorrow at 10:30. It'd be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. I got in trouble yesterday. People were saying that I wasn't giving them enough opportunity.
What?
They were like, do caller 25. And I was like,
oh, no.
No way. I don't think 25 people want to go to this show.
Let me just tell you this. Based on the interns today with not putting subject matters up, make them take 25 calls.
I should. But caller number 10, 713-780-3776. All you got to do is pick the time you want to go to. 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, or 10:30 tomorrow night. It's at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase, which is 45 South and Fuquay. Dave Landau is the headliner. This is going to be a kick-ass show. So even if you don't get tickets, you should come out. You should come out. And a lot of listeners tell me they want to come watch me. I've got shows this weekend. Show up. Come out. Have some fun. It's going to be a good time. Thank you. I don't know why you're staring at me like that. It's making it weird.
Yeah, it is, but it's kind of funny.
It's making it weird.
Barrett, like the 1:30 Sunday tickets. Can I get those?
No, that's not. Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
Y'all pay for gas?
You go down. That's what I'm waiting, because every comedy club has the same two-item minimum. It's always a two-item minimum, no matter
why
what.
Why would you not want a drink, though, honestly?
Yeah, why would you go and just
get
want
your
water?
Two drinks.
But I'm waiting for somebody to be like, well, I thought this was free. Well, the tickets are, but you still have to buy the two items. I'm not paying for those for you.
I'd like two waters. No, not the bottled ones. I want the ones in the glass.
Just a glass of water.
Yeah. Do I got to pay for them?
Yeah, I feel that.
No tip either.
Right.
All right. So while the phone lines are being taken up with the contest line, and you'll have other chances to win. And by the way, if you don't win, buy some.
Yeah, just come.
Really?
It's going to be a good time. I'm telling
it.
You. I think we did. We play Dave on this show, or was
it
Sunday?
I saw him on your
on the Houston sports and stuff. Yeah. We need to play a clip. Maybe we'll do that.
Dave,
Dave Landau.
Yeah, sure.
We can play that clip that we did. I think I played it on Sunday. I'm not sure, but he's hilarious. It's going to be a fun show. So you guys should come out for sure.
Yeah. Before we wrap up the finals, I was talking about Rihanna too. The other thing is that she was sitting courtside, and there was like several incidents. One when she first got courtside. Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but she is like a LeBron groupie. But she has been on the LeBron bandwagon. Did I say bandwagon? Bandwagon for years. And she goes to sit down last night, and she literally bows to LeBron before she sits down. Rihanna.
Oh.
And the guy, one of the Warrior fans behind, tells her to sit down, and she does the short little bye wave and turns around and starts getting into it with him. But then there's audio where she had yelled brick when Durant was at the free throw line and he made the free throw.
Uh-huh.
And he said something to the effect of, got anything else you want to try?
Nice.
And then in the, I think it was late third, he drills a three right in front of her and just gives her the death stare the entire way back down the floor. But of course, typical Kevin Durant fashion, after the game, wasn't going to admit that there was anything there.
Really?
Toward the end of the game, you shot a three, kind of putting a dagger into him, and you looked toward the crowd, toward Rihanna. Was that on purpose, or do you remember that? Or?
I don't even remember that.
Well, just to let you know, social media is buzzing about
it. Really?
Yes.
Don't get in that trap.
Yeah,
don't
get in that trap.
That's cool. Steph Curry.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, that's Steph Curry. The whole time the reporter's asking the question, Curry's looking at him real hard and real fast, then looking at the reporter and looking back and shaking his head like, don't touch that one, bro. So,
you know who asked that, Barry? Remember that dude that you don't like? Because I don't want to give love to his website, but he's, you know, that clickbait website guy?
Yes,
that's the dude who asked the question.
Really?
Yes.
Of course.
But I didn't want to give him credit.
Ugh, no, don't.
Yeah, but that's...
And don't tell Joel during the break because he'll say it.
No, I won't. I don't, yes, do I know about what you all are talking about?
I don't think you know, but I'll tell you who he is. Like
Don't.
You'll know afterwards.
No, because you're always going to say something.
If you tell him not to. On the air. I don't. But I just was wondering if that was something that I'd missed on one of our shows.
No. This is just one of those things that I always see this on social media, and I hate it. Where you'll see a website, and they'll post something, and it's just, I mean, some of the sites. do this anyways, but it's kind of, you know that, but this site makes you think that it's there.
Yeah.
And it's a video, and it's, they don't even post the link to the original video or anything. It's just,
I know exactly what you're talking about, because some of the websites that you and I look at to get story ideas, you'll just be scrolling through and say, oh, that looks like it should be something we might be able to mention on the show, and you click on it, and it's like the freaking website for Go to Mexico or something.
Yeah, it's crap.
Well, he's pretty bad about it, too. Like, you know, when he, you know.
He don't give credit to people.
Check out these booty pics, right? And then he'll, like, make you click through each page. They'll be like, click one for picture one, click two for picture two, just so he can get the six extra clicks instead of just putting all the pictures, you know what I mean, in one.
It's whack. I don't like it. All right, guys, real quick, I want to tell you, if you are trying to sell your home, listen to me. Listen right now. If you're trying to sell your home or you want to sell your home, here's what you need to do. You need to call the folks at Gulf State Home Buyers. And the reason you need to do that is they're going to make you a cash offer for your home and get the whole thing over in a matter of seconds for you. This is the thing you want to do. You want to call Gulf State Home Buyers because you need to sell your house, but you can't because you've got back taxes, or you've got delinquent HOA dues, or you're going through a divorce, or a bankruptcy, or you've lost your job. It doesn't matter the reason, and it doesn't matter how fast you need to sell it. You need to call Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, and let them help you. They make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork from the beginning of the process all the way through the closing, which, you know, the closing is not fun, and they're going to handle all of that for you. All you have to do is sit back, relax once you get these guys involved and get them engaged. They have attorneys, they have title companies, an entire in-house staff. They take care of everything. They show you a stress-free way to sell your home, and they make you a cash offer. 281-717-6100. Give them a call, get a clear understanding of your situation, whether it's a title issue or you just need that quick closing. It doesn't matter, but you got to call them in order for them to help you. It's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects. Just a little bit over an hour to go in the show. Kevin McHale due to join us in the next 35 minutes. He'll break down.
Why are you opening
How rude is that?
On the air? You couldn't turn your mic off?
I did. I muted it.
You muted it while you were talking to him.
I know. I was showing him that I know how to work the damn mute button. And I muted it. I didn't think that it would travel that far. These mics are more sensitive than I anticipated.
Yeah, they're studio
mics. Besides, am I not allowed to drink?
He's going to kill AD for that one, too. Now these mics are too damn good!
Why are these mics so good? This is ridiculous.
Wait, and he always busts my chops about, like, if I hit the console or do anything.
Yeah.
And last segment, he's over here imitating Bruce Lee. The whole time he's making points, he's like,
it wasn't that loud, but I did hear it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A little. It wasn't like Joel Blank loud. It was just
It was like, okay.
Oh, really?
I mean, you slam, dude.
You do. When I'm get the elbow going.
When I'm passionate, I do get a little,
Talk about your Packers.
get that jackhammer going.
I'm messing with really you. That like
exact,
that?
It was
really?
An exaggeration. Yeah.
No, that was perfect. No, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is. Sounded that was more like,
I think I broke something.
I think you did.
There you go.
You're so brittle. You probably broke your hand.
Yeah, my hand does kind of hurt.
At least I'm not Patrick Creighton loud.
It's tingling. No, you're definitely not Patrick Creighton loud. No one is Patrick Creighton loud.
You think if they said Patrick Creighton use your library voice, that it would just be a mild yell to the rest of us?
I don't know. He is a loud dude. I was walking
by. It's
not going
to be no 6-inch voice. You know how they used to tell us back in the day? Use a 6-inch voice.
What is a 6-inch
voice? I swear, when I was in school, that's all they would say. 6-inch voice, so you couldn't talk. Basically, someone 6 to 8 inches in front of you.
6-inch voice?
That sounds dirty.
That's your sex voice.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
I got a 6-inch voice.
You want to see my 6-inch voice? What?
Can you feel it, baby?
Now you're Marky Mark.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Good vibrations all over the place.
Oh, boy. So our boy Chuck wants to get in here. He wants to talk about the spelling bee. Chuck, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
My man, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I lied to the intern. I could care less about the goddamn spelling bee.
Oh, you can't say that, Chuck!
Chuck!
You gotta, Chuck!
Come on! I just knew that was going to be a good call, too. Friday, yeah. Chuck's feeling good, and he drops a GD bomb on us.
Chuck is the owner of the best call in this show ever when he started talking about doing heroin, watching the Rockets. To this day, he's still the best call we've had. And he trots out the GD. You know the rule, Chuck. You got to wait till Monday now.
And I'm okay with tomorrow. You lying to the interns to get on and, sure. and provide a good call.
That's fine, yeah.
Especially if it's someone we know.
Yeah, I don't mind it. But you can't cuss like that. And the rule is if you cuss, you can't. You got to come back tomorrow.
Chuck, that's really a rule?
Damn it, yeah. It is. It's that rule you made.
I made that rule?
Yeah.
You're lying.
That's he it, really Nick. Believed it that's for a second.
Like, it's like, first I think,
of all, yeah, I do make rules around here.
First of all. If we're going to talk about the one that gets the hook, line, and sinker every single time, that would be you.
Why?
Why? Because you live up to it.
What are you talking about?
Like the other night at the restaurant, if I said Sean Penn's brother, and you're like, was he really? I didn't know that. You buy into all that stuff.
Yeah, because you're really obscure with your references. I don't get your references sometimes. I ain't going to lie. And sometimes, full disclosure, it's on me.
That's true, right too. He is dumb.
But
I did not say
you have most to dumb of the time, it down I'm sometimes. Not that dumb.
But sometimes I don't get them either. I mean, that's
no. But these are just like regular ones. Like even in the hallway, stuff like that. When I'll say or something about, and I'll say we just did that, or Trey just did it. He'll go, really? I'm like, no.
Well, you have like the serious tone too. I have that too.
Right,
like,
that's when I'm punching the freaking Hong Kong Fui in the console.
By the way, when you were telling the story about Rihanna,
yeah,
bending over,
yeah.
And the guy said, sit down? What a dumbass.
Oh, I got video of it. You want to see it?
If
Rihanna, she didn't like bend down. Like,
I mean, if Rihanna
she did this like royal bow. You see it, Nick? She did like a.
She's
got a courtside seat.
If Rihanna.
The ball's coming over half court. LeBron doesn't even see it, but she stands up and she goes, and she like curtsies.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If Rihanna is bending over in front of you, you don't yell, sit down.
You shut up.
You yell, keep going.
Here's the other thing that's bad about that, and especially these trolls on social media. Then they start ripping her. Oh, she looks fat. God, she's really bad. She gained a lot of weight. Oh, she's got a 5 head. Let me tell you something. If you think for a second you're kicking her out of the sack for eating crackers, you're an idiot, you're a liar, and you need to just go find something else to do.
So she likes white guys?
No, Van Gundy likes her, but I'm just saying, if you're one of those on social media...
She eats crackers, so I...
I'm saying, if you're one of these people on social media that wants to rip her, saying that she gained weight, or she has a 5 head, or a 6 head, and like, take shots at her, dude, you... Reality check says there's no way that you're turning her down if she's interested in you. Just get over yourself.
And a few people, including Jesse from Spring, have said it was Rihanna's assistant or friend yelling brick, not her. Well, that they saw a video, I guess, that showed it wasn't her that did it.
Well, he basically she's too classy thought it was
for that.
Yeah, right. KD, regardless of who really did it, KD thought she did it, and he made it known that he was sending a message back.
And by the way, I don't know if we're talking about the same thick Rihanna, but Lamont tweeted me a picture of thick Rihanna last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll pass.
Are you telling me
like
she's really
game last night?
I don't know what it was. It was just a picture. I'm sure he can tweet
Nick,
it to me again.
We also have the she video of her leaving
thick.
The game last night.
She was in this picture. She looked like she was a clump.
So the reason why
like
I think,
she was big.
Well, I'm so surprised at that because she always looked like a petite girl from all the video and pictures that I've seen. I haven't seen anything. I got to look back at it, but. Yeah, but the audio that we have after the game...
No, we don't have to use the audio from that, but when you look at the video of the audio of that, she didn't look that big.
Yeah, you couldn't tell she was big from that video.
Right.
Not from that video, no.
Because they're leaving, by the way, afterwards, and they're in the corridor going to like the parking area, and some fan in front of her decides to give her the business about the fact that the Warriors won. And
I think she was talking to her friend, honestly.
Yeah, and she basically yells, "The king is still the king, bitch."
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you, even if she is plump now, you don't be nasty to Rihanna.
Yeah.
No, Rihanna's the one who said that,
yeah,
right?
She said that at the
end. Oh, she said
that. So the girl does a drive-by on her and passes her as they were walking side by side and makes some comment to the effect that the Warriors got the best of the
and her, she said
her
the king
team.
Still,
she's like,
okay.
The king's still the king. But,
and she's the one that dropped the bitch. Oh, well, yeah. She's Rihanna. She can do that.
She can get away with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nobody saying nothing to her.
Nah, come on. I was doing my little Rihanna for you. Which one? What song is that?
Are you going to dance for me next?
No.
But do the na 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 part again?
No, because you're going to save it. I'm not going to do that.
Save it. He can just back it up and get it.
Yeah, but there was music. I wanted to put that
on. Too bad. Gene Simmons and Kiss.
Oh, sure. Pow, pow, pow. On command. You won't sing. See?
Yeah.
God, how long ago was that?
A long time ago.
It was early on. Huh?
I'll look.
Yeah. Oh, you have the date?
Yeah, it was a while.
Man. Let it go, guys.
So we're wrapping up hour number two. Two in the books, 1 hour to go in the show. You still have lines open if you want to join us. Kevin McHale should join us in the next half hour. You get two more chances to win tickets to see Barry do a little comedy this weekend at the Joke Joint. So we've got plenty of things on the horizon and plenty more reasons for you to keep it right where it's at and keep listening to us to take you into your weekend. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. I know what your
problem is. Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money.